With Montana News, I'm Steve Jess. Monday, software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte filed paperwork to establish an exploratory committee that could lead to him running for governor. Tuesday morning, Montana Public Radio's news director Eric Whitney sat down with Gianforte, a Republican, at his Bozeman home for an interview.
Why do you want to be the next governor of Montana?
We've been incredibly fortunate here in having started this business and seeing that there's so much potential in Montana. When you combine good leadership and the Montana work ethic, you can create opportunities for people and prosperity. And yet, in many communities, our kids have to leave to find good paying jobs.
Seems like the economy in Montana is in relatively good shape. There's a state budget surplus, low unemployment. Why do we need to replace the current governor?
I think better is possible. We just don't have very many high-wage jobs that allow people to support a family. We have people working paycheck to paycheck. And I think that we have some really great entrepreneurs in the state. We could do more to help these job creators create more opportunities.
What do you see as the differences between starting and running a successful business and running a successful state government?
At this point today, what I'm announcing is that I'm formally exploring the possibility of running. The next step for me is to get out and talk to Montanans and see what they feel. And honestly, to meet with legislators and understand. We have an incredibly talented legislature. They work very, very hard. And they have more insight. I don't have all the answers. You know, being an engineer by training, I like to get the facts, get various diverse views around a table, have a really robust discussion, and then decide what's best. So at this point, I don't have all the answers.
Republican means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What kind of Republican are you? Are you along the lines of a Representative Art Wittig Republican who's very ideologue, or more along the lines of Senator Ed Buttrey who's maybe more willing to compromise and work with Democrats?
Well, I think it's important that everybody's view must be respected. And I go back to just my leadership experience in business. I had a very diverse management team. I like to have a lot of different views around the table. And even the person who expresses an opinion that is kind of outside the pale, as long as it's presented with respect, you need a diverse set of views. But my tendency in leadership roles in any organization is to try and build consensus when possible.
During the past legislative session, we saw some Republicans take a very strong stand on principle and not vote with the Democrats. We saw some Republicans choose to vote with a Democrat to pass some pretty major pieces of legislation, including the Medicaid expansion. So is there one camp there that you think took the right path?
I don't think any two people ever agree on everything. I would like to see more collaboration between the governor's office and the legislature. I think there was a lot of good work done. I personally believe that some of the work done in the tax simplification area that would have reduced the burden on small business and would have allowed more jobs to be created in the state was a good piece of legislation. It was very unfortunate it got vetoed. I think there's opportunity for improvement.
Who do you like among the current announced candidates for president?
You know, I haven't declared in that. I think the debate is great. And some of the entertainment value that we're seeing in the current debate is helpful. Because it's getting more people involved in the political process and more people are paying attention. I think that's a positive thing. And there's a lot of talent in the Republican pool, and we'll look forward to seeing how it shakes out.
Beyond jobs and the economy, what are issues that you think are facing Montana that you think it's important for the governor to address in his next term, whoever that might be?
Today, I'm not ready to roll out a whole platform of topics and things. At this point, I've declared I'm starting an exploratory committee, in large part so I can do some things I couldn't do until I did that. So now I can start to raise money and understand the level of support that I'm getting across Montana. Up until this point, I haven't been able to talk about myself as a candidate to anyone. This allows me to do that. And the things I'll focus on are going to be based on what I learn from Montanans and what's important to them. I realize very clearly that if I were chosen to serve in this position, I would be the governor of every Montanan, not a select group.
When did you hire your campaign staff? And if you hired campaign staff prior to you filing, does that mean you need to declare a report on expenses related to the campaign prior to your announcement this week?
The campaign really starts with me filing, which has happened this week.
A lot of people would assume you have the means to self-finance this campaign, and I wonder if you have thoughts about whether that's the right strategy or what you feel like you need to do in terms of fundraising if you're going to make a go of this.
I haven't decided if I'm going to write a check to the campaign or not. I think the most important thing is to get out and meet with Montanans and see if my vision is consistent with what people want for Montana. That's one of the elements in my calculus to figure out if I should actually switch from exploratory to actually launching and beginning the race.
People have described you as a billionaire. True?
I'm not a billionaire.
Should that even matter in the conversation about your campaign?
You know, there's been a lot of accusations thrown. And I would just say that we selected Montana as our home 20 years ago. We made our wealth here in the state. And it's created prosperity for us, and it's created prosperity for our entire community. And we love Montana, and we'd like to see that prosperity more broadly distributed. I think there's a path forward. I think we need more business experience in Helena to do it.
Do you support the new campaign finance rules that the state legislature passed this year?
You know, I believe we should have transparency in our elections.
Will you accept funding from these 501c4 groups that don't have to disclose who their donors are?
At this point, I'm only taking money from individuals.
In terms of where you've chosen to put your charitable contributions, you know, a big chunk of that appears to be in Christian education. And I wonder why specifically Christian schools are something you support so strongly.
The ACE scholarship program, which we funded, which is the bulk of the money you talked about there, is based on a very successful program in Denver that supports all schools. And we support all schools here in Montana. There's about 60 schools in the program. We have over 700 kids on scholarship. These are all kids from lower income and moderate income families here in Montana, where their current schooling situation wasn't working out for them. The program's been wildly oversubscribed. We've gotten support from across the business and education community for it. And it supports all schools, both secular and faith-based.
People bring up your support for the Creationism Museum in Glendive and have concerns about that in terms of what it might mean for whether you have beliefs that creationism is something that should be taught in public schools.
I think young people should be taught how to think, not what to think. And I think a diversity of views are what should be presented. The museum in Glendive, they applied for a grant to our foundation. We were impressed with the quality of the dinosaur museums there, the dinosaur displays. And since they opened, over 50,000 people have attended, I understand. That's been an economic boon to Glendive. In fact, since the people have tried to stir something up about this, quote, controversy, which I don't see as there, attendance at the museum has gone way up. So I thank you very much for continuing to talk about it.
In recent years, some Montana cities and towns have passed anti-discrimination ordinances specifically aimed at protecting people who are homosexual or transgendered. Do you feel strongly about those ordinances?
We owe every single person the dignity and respect here in Montana. As I said very clearly, discrimination is wrong. There is a real question about whether local municipalities should be passing these ordinances. But again, as governor, I need to be governor of every single person here in the state of Montana.
So I guess that sort of relates to the recent Supreme Court decision allowing same-sex couples to be married in all the states, including Montana. Do you think that's going to be good or bad for Montana?
It's a fact. I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled. I personally feel marriage is between one man and one woman. But that's not what our Supreme Court said. My primary agenda in thinking about running for office is job creation and bringing my business skills to Helena.
Greg Gianforte, thanks for joining us on Montana Public Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Greg Gianforte started and sold the highly successful software firm Right Now Technologies in Bozeman. On Monday, he filed paperwork to establish an exploratory committee to possibly run for governor. He spoke with MTPR's Eric Whitney.